Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Ala Sayyidul Mursaleen Amma Ba'd Fa'a'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Alayka Ya Rasulullah Wa Ala Alika Wa Sahabika Ya Habiballah Wa Salatu Wa Salamu Alayka Ya Nabiyyallah Wa Ala Alika Wa Sahabika Ya Noorullah Dear viewers of Madani Channel Welcome back to the wonderful, beautiful program Let's listen to a story From the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this beautiful silsila, in this beautiful program, we listen to a story from the Holy Quran, we try to learn from it, and definitely these stories are so interesting, so amazing, because they're true events that to mention by the Holy Quran, in the Holy Quran, subhanallah Azza wa Jal. But why have these incidents been mentioned? For what? For our guidance. For our remembrance, so that, you know, we remind ourselves about what goods were they in the past, so that we catch it and follow it. What bads and evils took place in the past, so that we refrain and avoid from that. What punishments were descended and what were the causes of those punishments, so we can protect ourselves from those evil habits and evil actions which lead towards punishments. So, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, today as well, we have an interesting story, a very interesting story. Listen to it, inshallah. In fact, why don't you call your family members around? Please do call them, call the kids around. You know, kids love stories. So what better or what best stories can you get apart from the Holy Quran? Holy Quran is the best book in the entire universe. It is the book of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed upon the best of creation, our Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So please try to watch from the beginning to the end, and let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment shall be the one who will recite the most durood upon me in the world. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. So today's story, today's incident, today's waqi'ah from the Holy Quran is actually about a windstorm. Now, what sort of windstorm was this? Now, heavy winds. Sometimes our door starts shaking, you know, the curtains start flying, you know, we get scared. Sometimes the roof starts banging. Sometimes we see the trees are swaying. So, you know, we get scared. We get terrified that what's happening. We read dua, and that's a very good habit. We should ask for the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected, inshallah azza wa jal, from all sorts of natural disasters, from all sorts of diseases, from all sorts of calamities, from all sorts of accidents. Ameen, inshallah ta'ala. But this windstorm, what was it? When was it? Upon whom was it? What happened actually? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So let's listen to this Quranic event. Let's listen to this story of the Holy Quran. The people of Aad, a nation of Aad, lived at a place called Ahqaf, which is a vast desert situated between Oman and Hadramites, meaning Hadramaut, which is also known as Hazarmaut. Their tribe is known from the name of their ancestor, whose name was Aad bin Aus bin Arum bin Sam bin Nuh. The people started calling this tribe by the name of their ancestor Aad. These people were idol worshippers and were very vicious and sinful. Allah Azza wa Jal sent his Nabi Sayyiduna Hud ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to guide these people, but they refuted him, Allahu Akbar, due to their arrogance and their viciousness, and remained stuck with their unbelief. Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam repeatedly admonished these deviant people, about the divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the cruel people said to their Nabi alayhi salam, very disrespectfully and fearlessly, Allah ta'ala says what they said in the Holy Quran. أَجِئْتَنَا لِنَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ وَحْدَهُ وَنَذَرَ مَا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا فَأْتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُنَا إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: have you come to us in order that we worship only one Allah and abandon those whom our ancestors worshipped? So bring upon us what you promise us, meaning the punishment, if you are truthful. Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at them. They've become so heedless, so fearless. Allahu Akbar. Finally, the signs of the divine torment became apparent. There was no rain for 3 years. Famine prevailed everywhere. The conditions became so worse that the people were dying for a single grain. It was a common tradition in those days that in case of sufferings, they would supplicate near the sacred Kaaba in holy Mecca, and thus they would be blessed with relief. Therefore, a group of people went to Mecca. Within the delegation, there was a person called Marsad bin Sa'ad, who was a believer, but he would keep his faith secret from the people. When these people started supplicating in Kaaba, the faith and spiritual enthusiasm of Marsad bin Sa'ad bubbled over. Allahu Akbar. It came over. It was overwhelming. Oh my people, no matter you make millions of supplications, I swear by the name of Allah Azza wa Jal that the rain will not shower until you do not embrace faith upon the Nabi Hud alayhi salam. When Sayyidina Marsad bin Sa'ad revealed his faith, the mischievous people of Aad beat him, separated him, and resumed praying. At that time, Allah Azza wa Jal sent 3 clouds. One was white, one was red, and one was black. White cloud, red cloud, and a black cloud. Allah! Just to think of that scenario and that scene, to bring it in the mind, to picture it, that is terrifying itself. Allahu Akbar. A voice was heard from the skies. O people of Aad, you may choose one cloud among these 3 clouds for you. They opted for the black cloud, assuming that the black cloud will bring about a lot of rain. Therefore, the black cloud started moving towards the village of the people of Aad. The people of Aad became very happy to see the black cloud above their heads, because when the clouds are darker, they usually refer towards rain. You know, that they're heavy with rain. The clouds will pour and there will be water everywhere. Our farms will be healthy and green, and inshallah. The people of Aad became very happy to see that black cloud, because obviously a black cloud usually shows that, you know, it's a sign that this cloud may be heavy with water. You know, rain will descend. So they were very happy that it's a black cloud. So our farms will be watered, the famine will come to an end, and finally, you know, we will have water. Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam said, O my people, witness that the torment from Allah Azza wa Jal is approaching you in the form of a cloud. But these transgressors refuted their Nabi alayhi salam and said, what type of torment and where from? What punishment and from where? They added, meaning, it is a cloud and it will pour over us, it will rain upon us. The cloud was approaching continuously towards the village from the west, and all of a sudden, a storm blew up from the cloud. This windstorm was so violent that it would throw away camels along with their riders from one place to another. It became more violent soon and it uprooted the trees. Upon seeing this, the people of Aad confined them in their stone-carved palaces and made the doors shut. However, the storm was so furious that it did not only uproot the doors, but also caused the palaces to shatter and break. Allahu Akbar, the punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This windstorm sustained for 7 nights and 8 days, and killed each and every individual of the people of Ad. Not even a single child of this people could survive. When the storm ended, the corpses of the people of Ad were lying all over the ground like date palm trees when they have fallen uprooted. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. And as for the people of Ad, they were destroyed by a severe thundering windstorm. He, Allah Azza wa Jal, forced it upon them with strength consecutively for 7 nights and 8 days. So, O listener, if you were there, you would have seen those people scattered about like hollow trunks of fallen date trees. So, do you see any survivor amongst them? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What an admonishment for us. What a lesson for us. Then, with the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, a flock of black birds appeared. They picked the dead bodies up and threw them into the sea. Sayyiduna Hud alayhi salam then left the area and went to Makkatul Mukarrama. With few believers who had embraced the faith, they remained in the home of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning Makkah Al-Mukarrama, worshipping until the last moments of their lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected those who are on the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected those who are obedient to the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we learn? What do we see from this story? What have we picked up from this story? There's so many lessons for us. Let's see, what is this story telling us? Let's see, what is the moral lesson of the story? The people of Ad were very powerful and tall. They were also economically well established because they had cropped fields and lush gardens. These people had made separate palaces for their summer and winter's living by engraving the mountains. These people, who relied a lot on their enormous number and power, were very proud of their estates and their living in the lap of luxury. But their unbelief, transgression, and misdeeds brought divine torment, punishment, such that it was totally impossible for them to bear the brunt of storm which shook the whole village upside down and destroyed it. Their existence from the face of the earth was wiped out completely. Allahu Akbar. No signs of their lineage, no signs of them remain today. So how can we, the weak people, Allahu Akbar, face the blows of the severe divine torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, all those who are serious for their well-being and survival must always refrain from the sins and disobedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They should do their utmost to perform virtuous deeds. Otherwise, the ayahs of the Holy Quran, the verses of the Holy Quran are teaching us openly that the outcome of virtuous deeds is reward-bearing and that of evil deeds is destructive. One may recite in the Holy Quran that وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَاتُ بِالْخَاطِئَةِ, meaning many cities were destroyed because of people's committing sins. Another place also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, we should remind ourselves of this verse of the Holy Quran, which is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 96. Allah ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And had the people of the towns believed and feared Allah Azza wa Jal, so we would have surely opened for them the blessings from the sky and from the earth. But they belied, and we therefore seized them on account of their actions. We should be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be fearful of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The result of disobedience may turn into our destruction. Our wealth today, our bank balances today, our luxury cars today, our comfortable beds today, our big bank accounts today, our big name, fame, popularity, our following on social media accounts, 10,000 followers, 50,000 followers, 1 million followers, our captaincy in our company, or whatever luxuries we are enjoying, whatever name or fame we are enjoying, whatever following we are enjoying, whatever people we have around us, whatever guards or bodyguards we may have around us, nothing can save us if the divine punishment has to come as a result of our crimes and our sins. We have to realize this. The sooner we realize this, the better it would be for us. The Quran is full of stories and accounts of the previous nations about their disobedience, about what crimes they did, about what sins they did, about how vicious they were, about how sinful and evil they had turned into. And what was the result of that? They were destroyed. We don't see, we don't even remember them. We don't even know their names. We don't remember them in good names. We do not remember them in good memories. We remember them as cursed people. Cursed by the prophets alayhimu salam, cursed nations, they were finished, they were wiped off from the face of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah ta'ala keep us protected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us upon His path, upon the Sharia, upon the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise our actions are such that we may get destroyed. Let's realize this. If we are safe in this world, let's thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our actions today, may Allah ta'ala protect us from His punishment, are such that people in the past nations also did many of these. They did and they were destroyed. What will happen to us in this world? What will happen to us in the grave? What will happen to us on the day of judgment? Whatever we do today, whatever we have said today, whatever disobedience we are doing today, do we think we will not be asked for it? Do you think there will not be any accountability for it? Allahu Akbar. Let's make intention that whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we plan has to be within the obedience of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nothing should go beyond the boundaries of Sharia. We need to fix this as a law implemented in our lives if we want to be successful in this world and if we want to be successful in the Akhirah. Our luxuries, our fantasies, whatever we may be enjoying today has an expiry date. It will finish. Our lives have an expiry date. Our lives will finish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us protected. Last Ramadan, last year, didn't we see that many people died? Many youngsters died. Small ages died. Those people who you may have spoken yesterday died today. Those people whom we are speaking to today, we never know, would they be alive tomorrow? We do not know whether we would be alive tomorrow. So there is an expiry date. There is a format, a sequence, an order to come into this world. There is a sequence, there is an order, there is a format to come into this world. The grandfather comes, father comes, son comes, his son comes, grandchild comes. There is a format, there is a sequence, but there is no sequence for departure. No sequence for departure. There are so many fathers who have raised the funeral, the janazah of their son, of their children, of their sons, daughters, grandchildren, grandfathers have witnessed the janazah of their grandchildren. So there is no format of going. So we should have this in our mind that there is going to be accountability. We are answerable for our deeds. We are answerable. Even if we may be protected, alhamdulillah, this is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we are protected. But there is a day when there will be accountability of all our actions. So let's try that our actions be such that we do not have to face shame on the day of judgment. We do not have to face shame on the day of Qiyamah. We do not have to face shame when we come face to face to our greatest Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intercede for us, inshallah ta'ala. We ask for the mercy of Allah ta'ala. Do remember, ask for the protection of Allah. Ask for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua excessively. Try to cry in your dua so that our hearts can be soft, so that we do not be boastful and proudful when we come in front of others, so that we are soft towards others and kind towards others. This dua, action of dua, action of repentance will make us turn soft inshallah ta'ala. And when we feel that softness, inshallah, inshallah, this will keep us away from many, many, many sins. Repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to the Lord of the entire universe. Repent to Him. Return to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most forgiving. Most forgiving. This is the month of repentance. This is the month of goodness. This is the month in which we can make intention. And we should make intention that inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if from the point right now I was indulged in these sins, I have to change. There has to come a turning point. Till when? Until where will we carry on with our same lifestyle? Will we carry on with the same habits, same sins? It has to end. The life of this world is like you put your finger, the scholars have mentioned, like you dip your finger in a sea and take it out. What remains on your finger is the world. That's the world. And what remains in the sea is the akhirah. That's just for our understanding. In fact, this might not even be enough justice. The world is very, very smaller than even this example. The akhirah is vast, is big. Where we want to stay for 60 years, 70 years, 40 years, we are working day and night. We are doing all sorts of things. But where we have to live eternally, where there shall be no death, do we think about that? Let us reflect. Let us use this opportunity, reflect. Alhamdulillah, we have heard a story from the Holy Quran. That due to their disobedience, the people of Aad were destroyed, wiped off from the face of the earth. We don't want to end like this. Allah Ta'ala shall protect us, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. We make dua, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. But this lesson should open our eyes. You know, of course it is beneficial to read the Holy Quran. It is beneficial to listen to the stories of the Holy Quran. Imagine how beneficial it would be if you understand and implement the Quran in your lives. A book, to see that book is thawab, to listen to that book is thawab, to kiss that book is thawab, to honor and respect that book is thawab. Imagine how great thawab it would be to act upon that book. Allahu Akbar. You know, our means of guidance is right in front of us. It's like a person is hungry, is dying of hunger. Food is in front of him, but he's not eating. So Quran, our guide, is in front of us. And we are not reading. Let's try. You know, this should also be our intention that from now on, daily basis, I have to read at least some portion of the Holy Quran. And if Allah wills, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah ta'ala grant us the ability that we act upon one of the good deeds given to us in the booklets of Nek A'mal, the booklet of good deeds, the booklet of pious deeds, to read at least 3 verses of the Holy Quran with its tarjama, with its translation from Kanzul Iman and its tafsir, the commentary. Please try. Let's make intention. And yes, for education, seated at the comfort zones of your homes, tune into Madani channel, inshallah. Keep watching Madani channel. There's so many interesting silsilas, so many interesting programs. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, watch it yourself. Invite others to watch Madani channel. Make your children watch Madani channel. Keep watching. Let's listen to a story from the Holy Quran. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Quran. Let's listen to a story from the 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 Quran.